Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Armory 33 podcast. I'm your host, Quinn, joined by my loving wife, Miss Nikki. I want to start off by saying I apologize. We have been IA in releasing a podcast. Life has hit us pretty crazy the past couple of months.
With the amount of times we've been to a doctor's office.
We won't get into half of why we were at the hospital. So happy Father's Day to all you. We just wanted to hop on here. This probably won't be a very long episode. We just wanted to give you a quick life update. As Nicole and I went through IVF two times so far. Our most recent one, the third time we had for our last embryo transfer that we had left from the original three. We hyped her up on sugar and sent her away.
French fries and ketchup.
French fries and ketchup. That was back in April.
From our IVF procedures that we did in order to have our daughter, we had one remaining embryo left, which is the sperm and egg combination that they did with science. It was in cryopreservation for since then, and so it was our last embryo. So we shot our shot. We shooted our shot.
Better than the word that came to my mind.
And we took a chance.
Bye.
We transferred the embryo, so they implanted it in me, beginning of April. Worst 2 weeks ever.
That was the longest two weeks ever
until you can take the pregnancy test. And so basically you have to act pregnant even though you might not actually be pregnant.
It's really hard for me to do that.
And so after the 2 weeks, I went and had, it was the day after Easter. April 21st.
And it was also the day after your birthday.
It was the day after my birthday. I'm a 420 baby. Take that as you will. But it came back negative. So that was our last kind of shot at IVF, and finances being what they were and IVF costs being
just
what
the
they
fact
are.
That the healthcare systems.
Okay, but let's not get into that at the moment.
You gave me an open microphone.
You gave yourself an open microphone.
This bourbon's from David, so I appreciate that. This is two birthdays ago he gave me this bottle.
Oh, that bourbon.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to drink whiskey for Father's Day.
No. Okay. He's looking at me.
Anyway, regardless of how Quinn felt after the failed IVF,
What do you mean how? I was devastated.
I am not done having children. I want to give Penny a little brother or sister.
She wants a brother.
I want her to have someone to grow up with, not having a lot of other, like, kids in the family. I want her to have a sibling, another baby.
I grew up with two brothers.
Yeah.
You grew up with two sisters. I bet my childhood beatings were a lot worse than yours.
No, we just went out to the barn and mom told us to get out of
the house. We had full-fledged fights in the living room and kitchen.
Nope, I had full-fledged fights with either barn cats or 1,000-pound cows. That was my street fighting. But anyway, getting back on topics.
That's what we do. That's going to be our next merch line.
Tangents. We do.
We'll talk to Miss Alyssa cooking, sure.
So after the failed IVF, I immediately reached out to our fertility team and said, can we discuss other steps, not being IVF, because IVF is hella expensive and we're not in a position to pay for that.
No.
We discussed IUI, which I forget exactly.
Intrauterine
insemination, I think is what it is.
She spells it me a lot, and I just go, please don't spell it.
Artificial insemination, which...
Like through AI programs?
No. Artificial insemination is they take your stuff and enhance it.
Where is it?
I can still talk afterwards.
You know.
But they take the sperm and enhance it. I take medicine to enhance my ovary, get the factory moving.
Basically, they take stuff from me. They make our stuff be more acceptable, more enhanced.
We actually just went yesterday.
Yesterday morning.
Yesterday to do the procedure.
8 o'clock in the morning. I feel bad for those two nurses that came in on their day off.
Oh, the nurse and the doctor. One was the nurse, one was the doctor. They came in on a Saturday and they inseminated me.
This is my fifth drink today, preparing for this conversation.
And you did technically have three at lunch.
No, you don't know about the one this morning.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, he had another one at some point that I don't know about.
There's shot glasses upstairs for a reason.
Oh, I didn't see those. But so now we have to wait 2 weeks again to take a pregnancy test to see if the IUI was
successful. So 2 weeks takes us to 4th of July weekend.
Great.
There's going to be fireworks. It's this year's.
Okay.
That shows you how long I have not been in the studio. Again, we dealt with the last transfer not working, so that kind of put us down and out for a couple of days.
More than a couple of days. Yeah.
You stayed home that whole week. I came home early one day and just put on my happy face and was strong enough for you and Penny, who she's a drinker. You freaked me out. Nobody else is here.
It's the ghost.
Yeah. Then we went right into Mother's Day.
Sucked.
A week or a weekend full of taking care of moms and letting the little one run rampant. Her telling you that she didn't want you to be her mom for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Conversations.
Thank you for reminding me of
conversations that happen in our house.
On a daily basis.
Can you say happy Mother's Day to mom? No, I don't want her to be my mom. Okay. I don't know how I'm going to deal with this conversation.
And then me say, yeah, go tell Daddy happy Father's Day. And
then she turns to you, happy Father's Day, mom.
Yeah, then she tells me Father's Day.
I love my kid to death, but sometimes we're going to get into those stories earlier, a little bit later. Then we had my birthday weekend. I mean, there's weeks where I was working almost 60 hours.
Yeah. So
coming home and being a full-time parent on top of that and trying to get everybody else, the rest of the crew together was just not happening. Tanner ended up in the hospital for a couple of days.
Did I know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember I showed you the picture where he split his forehead open?
I forgot to ask how he was doing.
I don't know. I talked to him. Never picked up his...
Oh, no, check on Tanner.
No, we don't. He's fine. Tanner. It did not mess up his 1950s haircut, though.
His haircut's
still
good?
It's still good. It got him right below his hairline.
So now there's a perfect line so they know where to...
It's symmetrical.
Oh, no.
What?
You're going to be able to tell if his hairline is receding more. But if he has a scar... He's going to be able to measure how far back his hair is going.
Wow. That's just
not good. I hope it doesn't leave a scar.
After we're done.
We're going to call Tanner.
Yeah.
Not for that, though.
No, it's going to be for that.
We need to check on him and ask if he's okay.
Last weekend, we ended up in Pittsburgh.
But yeah, we went to Pittsburgh to see the Pirates and Phillies baseball game.
What color won? Was it the home team or the away team?
It was the home
Thank
team.
They swept them that weekend. It was fantastic.
Of course, it was the two of us, which Pirates, Phillies.
Then our two dads.
And then our dads, who are both
diehard Phillies
fans.
It was a really quiet car ride coming back.
My coworkers thought it was absolutely hysterical that I wasn't actually sleeping.
I know.
I probably dozed in and out.
I know.
But I was pretending to sleep so Mark would have talked.
A 3.5 hour drive back felt like 8.
It did.
No, so that's
once sick enough that I couldn't read my book. And I was like, crap.
You should have taken your neck light with you.
I should have taken my light with me.
That's pretty much where we've been.
Can you see a fly?
Yeah, he's going to jump down the steps.
He's going to fall.
And then we've been dealing with some life stuff. Just spending time with a 3-year-old watching her grow up has been...
exhausting.
What she said.
She never stops. Except for yesterday when her and I 3-hour nap. That was glorious, but I still woke up tired. And we both still slept the whole night through. I was so worried that she was not going to fall asleep last night. And, okay, Josh Yeager.
I've been awake since 4 o'clock this morning.
But she, and that's why I asked you to give her a dance party while I was in the shower. Because I was like, she needs to get up and move around.
Yeah.
And tire herself out.
How do you tell a 3-year-old to open YouTube and put on dance music?
We played country dance music.
We played everything.
A little bit of everything.
Her dance moves? Oof. She's going to be tearing that club up when she's older. That's terrifying.
Hey, she does her own thing. Cool with it.
We're here for it.
Yes, it is fine.
So one thing with today being Father's Day, we're going to reminisce a little bit. But we're going to tell you the most fucked up things our three-year-old has said to us that we can remember. So I'm going to start this off. A couple weeks ago, we were out in the garage. I just spent a good chunk of time redoing the garage, my side of the garage. Yeah. And I'm out there and I'm working on a project. And she's like, I want to come out and help you. I said, okay, fine. No problem. Open the box. I'm building a cart. And it comes with these two little PVC tubular, like, sticks. They're like a foot long each. She said, cool. I have drumsticks. I said, I'm sorry. What? And she said, I have drumsticks. I'm going to beat on something.
I'm going to beat on something.
I said, okay, beat on the box over there. Don't hit anything else. So she's drumming, boom, boom, whacks herself in the head, looks me dead in the eyes and goes, shit.
And whose fault is that?
She went, I hit myself. I didn't know what happened. I was busy putting something together. I had music playing. She's over there dancing, drumming along. And all of a sudden I hear the stick drop. And the music going to the next song, and she went, shit. I was like, hey, we don't say that. Don't repeat words Daddy says. That should probably just be rule number one of the garage. Don't repeat what Daddy says. And then rule number two is don't tell your mom. Yeah.
Enough said.
Then the one that happened most recently was this morning. So she knows how to open her own door now.
She's been able to do that for a while. She's
terrifying, though.
Yeah.
Because she pushes the door closed first. So you hear a bang. And that's usually when I'm just like, she's going to be trotting over here. I heard the door bang, open, and I'm laying on my side. Don't hear her yet. Then I heard the door close and bang again. Did she run into the door? As I get ready to check on her, she just, three-year-old drunken, walks over to me. Use your words. I want to get in bed. All right, you want Daddy to pick you up? No. Mommy can't lift you up. We don't want to hurt her belly. So you sit up, she crawls behind you, kicks you out of bed, lays down, she goes, cover me up.
No, I need room.
Well, she told me to cover her up. Living with a three-year-old, I'm going to summarize this in one thing. It's a younger frat. It's a younger frat guy.
It's taking care of a toddler is taking care of your drunk best friend.
I'm her best friend.
Every time.
Penny's your best friend. Daddy. That's right. Everybody else should know your place and fall in line.
My favorite thing with her lately is when she recreates from the song Love Ain't It from...
I don't know that.
It's from a Disney movie, The Descendants.
Not a good movie.
The new Rise of Red, where it's all of the kids of Disney characters and... But it's all like the kids of the Disney like characters and villains and all that. And... Red is the...
I'm going to put it on my metal wall.
Red is the daughter of the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland, and who, of course, is evil. And so there's a song in there called Love Ain't It. First of all, she can't say that at all, so it's more like...
Ain't
love
shit.
Ain't,
oh, no,
love,
sorry.
Love ain't in or something like that. I don't know how she says it, but there's a part
my
where, like...
My best friend, everybody.
There's a part where the evil queen grabs her daughter's face.
Can you not talk?
And look into the mirror. It's our destiny.
Oh, wait for me.
Years with you right next to me. And then she says, swimming in their tears. Won't they taste so sweet? And Penny will grab my face and be like, swimming
first
in your
all,
tears.
She touched my face.
Won't they taste so sweet?
She touched my face the other day and her hands were sticky. I don't know what she was doing, but her hands were sticky. I go, why are your hands sticky? Did you wash?
Her proper nose.
I just peed.
So you have toilet hands.
Yeah, she has toilet hands, and then she proceeds to touch my face with it. And she got a new playset the other week. Mm-hmm. And so it's her Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Funhouse Pirate Ship. There's 18 variations of words.
It's a really nice swing set, play set with a slide and a little roof on the top.
Okay, this thing is about 8 feet wide by 20-ish feet long. No, it's 8 feet wide, about 20 feet long.
Yeah.
That I have to mow and weed whack.
I did move the swing and the monkey bar thing out of your way.
I have the push mow, and then I have the weed whack, and then I have the riding mow.
You need to go way too far.
All the dads out there, all the dads and all the men that own houses, in the comments, do me a favor and tell me that mowing grass, you have it down to a science. And if people mess
with
it...
What is your routine when it comes to mowing grass?
I weed whack first around every piece of trim or something on our property. Usually around bushes, the mailbox, the back deck, around the other deck, around the pergola, around the shed. If you follow the way I do things, it'll be a lot simpler and easier for everyone.
Just remember, I mowed this grass so many times in the course of my life because this was my uncle's house and then my parents had it as a rental property. And there was at least one or two tenants that lived here that they couldn't mow the grass or something. So they would throw us some money to mow the grass. Or when there was nobody in here, we would mow the grass.
Stop.
I would mow this grass all the time.
He bit me. I was trying to be
nice.
What
did you do to him?
I gave him some back rub and he bit me. Stop. Yes. So, I'm in charge of mowing grass.
Nope. I lost the dingus.
But now, it's pretty bad when I say I have to go outside. The three-year-old's, let me put on my boots.
Yeah.
Putting her
I'm
boots
coming.
On are pink.
Little rubber pink sparkly
boots.
Not only are they pink, not only are they sparkly, they light up.
So, we hit the trifecta with kid shoes.
Yes.
And then
she still puts them on wrong.
Yeah, they're on the wrong.
Because they even have a little star. If you put them the way they're supposed to be,
it forms a star.
They form a star on the insoles. No matter how many times I've showed her that.
I don't care.
She
I'm
just
dress
puts
myself.
Them on. She just puts them on. And then she asks, are they on the right feet? No, baby, they're not on the right.
Yeah, take them off and put them back on. And then she just walks right out there with me as I'm looking at what I'm going to do. And she goes, what are we doing? What the... Where the fuck did you come from? Because I don't hear her coming.
She can open the door by herself.
Yeah, that's the most terrifying part.
The bad thing is she can't close it all the way because you have to pull it hard
for
up
the
to
day,
it.
I redid the entryway of our house, installing a brand new exterior door. The weather stripping is very new and tough to close. So give
pull
it a good
it.
Tug.
And if she does it, she can't pull it all the way. And then the cat can paw it open.
That thing.
Yeah, that thing.
He's playing dead.
He is. He has little cute paws. That was my toe he just bit.
See? Didn't find out. I have a little helper in the garage who saw me the other
Daddy,
day.
Daddy, you have to play Red.
We have a set list of songs we play when she helps me now. And then when we play them in the car, she goes, we're not building anything. I created a monster.
If no one has learned anything about children, they like routine and you have to do things the same way every time. Or
World War III was just a dime drop away in this house sometimes.
Yes. And that is why whenever you take her potty and she pees and you don't let her watch a video while we're finishing up, she gets so upset. That somehow turned into the incentive for potty training. He's on the potty. She gets to watch a YouTube video of Baby Shark, or lately it's the Pink Fawn Fox.
It's Pink Fawn.
Pink Fawn.
The
pink
way you
fawn.
Said that.
It sounded like Pink Thong.
Yes. So clarify that.
Pink Fawn.
F-O-N-G.
It's a little pink fox, friends
not,
with Baby Shark.
Not the Cisco song.
Yeah. So she gets to watch a little video while we're finishing up on the potty and getting everything put back together, washing our hands, and then the video goes off. So whenever Daddy doesn't do that,
that's like
someone...
I tried to steal the Declaration of Independence. It just doesn't work very well. But
I'm going to steal it.
Is that on topic?
No, it's not.
Well,
but I thought that was okay here.
Some days. Sir, I'll pay you $5 to stop taking your clothes off. Perfect. But no, it's just having a three-year-old is, it's not for the weak-hearted.
No.
The exchange the other week was priceless.
Oh, boy.
The day I got home from work, and I thought there was something in the field.
You always think there's something
no,
in the field.
No, but the day there was something in the field,
okay.
I was like, ooh, it's a groundhog. The Nicole's family that farmed our property just planted a couple days prior. And they're like, if you see anything out there, you can shoot it. So basically, that just means I have open season from March to October, November. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I'm going to shoot something. So I from work, parked my truck, and I was like, huh. Went in the garage, grabbed my binoculars. Nicole didn't even know I was home yet.
Oh, no, I can hear your truck coming.
That's what everybody says. I get my binoculars out, and I'm looking down the field, like, it might be a groundhog or a turkey. This is before I had my binos up. So I came in, grabbed my gun, grabbed my rangefinder, and Nicole's, what are you doing? I'm like, something in the field. I'll talk later. Close the door behind me.
Okay, love you, bye.
I'm pretty sure your face just went, what?
What the fuck?
Here we go again. And so, sitting up, set up in the back of my truck, and I put my binos up, and I was like, oh, it's a turkey. I'm not going to shoot it. But then a couple of days later, I'm out in the garage with Penny, and she goes, Daddy, where's your shooty things at? I went, my what? What did you say, sweetie?
Where you were going with that.
I was like, I don't know what you mean. She's like, your shooty things. Where are your shooty things? Points to the crossbow I have hanging in the garage. There's one right there. I'm like, oh, you mean my guns? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, they're down in the safe. She goes, can we shoot them?
Can I shoot one?
She goes, can I have one? I'm like, you already have one down. Like, Daddy already bought you a little 22.
You just aren't using it.
Yeah, Daddy's going to use it for squirrels. She goes, oh, I wanted to shoot something. At that moment, that was the proudest dad moment I ever had. Because she's, there's something out there, and I just want to go out and shoot it. I was
yeah.
Like, all right.
I can picture the two of you set up on top of her playset. Little Ruth.
That's going to happen this year. Probably not. Might be me and her uncle.
Yeah.
It's just, hey, range is out for me. All right, dial in and pull in the trigger.
You've got binoculars up there.
Yeah, now she wants a pirate wheel.
Yeah, she needs a pirate wheel. She still needs a pirate hat. Not a Pittsburgh pirate hat, but an actual pirate captain hat.
I'm the captain
now.
No. I'm the captain.
No.
But no, yeah. Captain. When I built the table for out back at the range, she came out and sat there and she goes, whoa. This is really nice. She's like the best hype man ever.
Toddlers are very honest.
If you want your own personal hype man, go have another kid. It's fantastic.
It could go the opposite direction. Oh, it is very nice when I walk out and she's just like, Mommy, I love that dress.
You look so
pretty. Or I love that shirt. And it's very
today, you got up, made breakfast. Her and I chilled for a little bit. And then she came out to eat breakfast with you. And I got dressed for church. And you're like, oh, you look so handsome. Daddy, Penny, what do you think of Daddy's clothes? Does he look good? No, he needs a tie. I had a polo on.
Yeah. I was like, no, he's not going to wear a tie.
I don't wear ties during the summertime. She didn't even care.
No, she was at that point.
She was watching Mickey Mouse. No, Minnie Mouse.
She was watching
one of the 18 different variations of Mickey Mouse.
Minnie Mouse Bow Tunes, the Party Palace edition. You have to get it right. She was going back and forth between the two this morning before she picked one.
Two trucks.
It was either Minnie Mouse Bow Tunes or Minnie Mouse Bow Tunes, the Party one.
They're the same thing.
It's actually two different shows.
They're the same thing. Same three main characters. Same three main characters.
Minnie Mouse, Daisy Duck, and Coco Loca, the bird.
Wow, this is my favorite thing. Oh, when a song comes on the car, she goes, oh, I love this song.
That's my favorite since I was a baby.
Yeah. The thing she did with you. I was in that house.
When I was a baby. Penny, I've never been in that house.
You've never been in that house. Maybe it's like her being reincarnated. Stop playing with him. No, don't bring him up here. What did I just say? Nobody listens to me. I don't know why.
I grabbed his back leg, so he's probably pissed at me right now.
You want to talk?
You want to see something? Meow.
Don't hold him. It's okay, buddy. You're a little dumb.
It's okay. You're still soft.
You're allowed to be special. It's all right.
Penny will literally, if he's sitting on the bench, she'll get right in his face and
get down. And she's like,
no.
I was like, he's allowed to be up there. She goes, no. If I can't be up there, he can't be up there. That's not how this works.
But no, when she got a little toy or something from the carnival, She was so excited about it. She brought it over to Deacon and got right in front of him and goes, "Look, Deacon, look what I got. You can't play with this."
Yeah, she tells everybody in the house what they can and can't do.
She gets down into him like she's talking to a child. I'm like, you are younger than her, aren't you?
The marinade conversation last
night. We were talking about dinner.
We're talking about Father's Day. About dinner happening tonight, which I'm making my own Father's Day dinner.
You said you wanted that.
I have a pack of venison steaks out. And Nicole's on the phone with her mom. And she goes, "Yeah, should we get the steaks out tonight so we can marinate them?" And out of the corner of another room, "I want to marry somebody." "No, you don't. Shut up. Stop talking."
And I hear my mom on the other end of the phone starts dying because I'm like, "Oh my gosh, did you hear what Penny just said?"
I think best thing is we're at a restaurant for Sunday lunch. Penny, we have to go potty. "All right." She proceeds to go to the bathroom. Comes out, announces to the whole restaurant, "I pooped."
Yep.
What? Stop. Don't tell people.
And everybody just starts laughing.
And they're, "Oh, she's so adorable." Yeah. It's really not funny. Please don't encourage it.
And then at the store the one time, because I only got you one thing of orange juice.
Yep.
And this you were telling me, like, "Hey, that's not okay. I go through more than one orange juice.
I go through a week."
And
without missing a beat, she goes, "That's too bad, Dad."
No, it was, "Sorry, Daddy, that's just the way it goes."
Or that one.
And the people in the aisle with us were dying. That was perfect. That was a perfect comeback. And I'm like, yeah.
I look at them, please stop encouraging it.
Unfortunately, she's pretty good at those. You never know what's coming out of that mouth. Unfortunately, it's something that we've probably said before.
So with us doing the procedure for the IUI yesterday, I had to talk with Penny for the next couple of weeks. You can't jump on mommy's belly. Mommy can't pick you up. You have to help mommy when mommy needs help.
No puppies.
Today we get home from church and everybody's getting changed. I'm out on the couch with an ice bag on my knee. And Penny just starts crying. It's because she poked me in my kneecap and then ran away.
Because she got upset.
I told her not to poke me. Mm-hmm. She threw herself on the floor.
She threw herself on the floor.
I went, "What's wrong?" "I don't want you. I want my mom." Me hearing that, I go, "Okay."
And normally in that case, I would pick her up.
Yeah.
She was just not having it. She needed some snuggles. And so we sat on the floor. She crawled on my lap. And we sat there for a few minutes until she calmed down. And then we went out and talked to Daddy.
We have to talk through our feelings. I don't have feelings. I'm a robot.
Is that your oil and grease?
It just keeps things moving.
Bourbon and whiskey fueled robot.
I'd buy it. Hell, Penny wants to build another robot.
She does want to build you another robot. Well,
I built it over there. For my birthday, Nicole and Penny got me Grogu, the Grogu Lego set, where he comes in his little spear-carrying thing. I asked Penny if she wanted to come down and help me build it last week. And she said, "Yeah, I want to help you build a robot." I said, "Yeah, let's go downstairs and build a robot." I wasn't going to argue with a child. Was it yesterday or today? She goes, "I mean, what do you want to do tomorrow?" She said, "Let's build another robot."
Let's build a robot. I don't know where the robot thing came from. Because as a little bit of a prologue to that story, whenever I asked her what she wanted to get Daddy for his birthday, a robot. Oh.
Robot cooks in Queens. Why not? Let's do it.
That would be lovely.
That'd be fantastic.
Yes. And go out and pull weeds because this rain is
We live in Pennsylvania. Is it 13 straight weekends we've had with rain on one of the days? I think
it's
since
ridiculous.
February, we have not had a dry weekend.
A fully dry weekend.
Before I hurt my knee this week, we were supposed to go play kickball yesterday.
So for work, we were asked if we had any staff members that wanted to put together a team for a kickball tournament that another organization was putting on. So we were putting together a team, and then they said that we could invite our spouses. And you used to play kickball.
When I lived in Harrisburg, I played kickball for 2 or 3 years year-round.
Yeah.
And I was like, being ultra-competitive, I'm like...
So as soon as I brought it up, it was all ready to go. We were out in the yard practicing.
No, we were told we weren't allowed to play with that ball anymore.
No, Penny wouldn't let us have
the three-year-old, the mother and I are raising. "No, you can't have that ball. That's mine." I said,
"Yeah,
okay."
Yeah, Penny stole the ball. So we ended up, it's either a volleyball or a soccer ball. I don't know.
Soccer. This is a soccer ball.
That he stole from kids in their development. So we were using that to practice with. So often we were ready to play, and then he gets hurt.
Yep.
And so he's out. And when we were looking at the calendar for the IUI, for the fertility procedures, I was like, oh, crap, it might end up on Saturday.
You went for an ultrasound on Friday.
Ultrasound on Friday. So
I had an so our Friday was, I had an MRI.
Yes.
You had an ultrasound at another hospital.
Yes.
You called me 2 hours later saying, it's tomorrow. I said, yeah, tomorrow is Saturday. As I'm already irritated because I was just at Walmart on one leg, so.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. But I was like, what's tomorrow? She's doing the thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not so, how I wanted to spend Father's Day.
So, luckily, I didn't have to bow out of the kickball tournament because it poured
they
raining
canceled
yesterday.
That Friday afternoon.
Yeah, they said postponed, so I don't know if they're planning on doing it again. But either way, you're probably still going to be out.
You're probably still not going to be playing. So
probably not. Hopefully not. Knock on wood.
Fucking wood.
Yes.
Can I coach the kickball team?
As long as you're not mean.
You might need to find him coaching.
You stay home.
No.
I'll drive like the hour it takes to get out there.
Even worse.
That would have been miserable. We drove all the way out there and it was canceled or something. We're like, wait, no, why are we out here?
Played
in the rain regardless.
Okay.
But it was
playing sports in the rain is fun.
No.
Because your body gets so warm and hot, then the water hits and you're like, I feel refreshed. But then it adds like 10 pounds of water while clothing.
Oh, exactly. I remember there was a time in high school when I played field hockey that there was a game, not for us because we sucked, but the other team, they had to win in order to go to playoffs. Will you get off your phone, please, sir? So we had to play this game regardless, and there had just been an ice storm, and it was still sleeting a little bit. Our coach told us it was up to us whether or not we wanted to come and play. We would play with whoever was there.
Great coaching.
But she didn't say that, but we all knew it. My mom basically said, you're not going because you're going to get sick or you're going to end up getting hurt. The other players told me, they're like, yeah, the entire field, it was a sheet of ice.
Sure.
It was like around the goals was just nothing but ice. And it was, oh my gosh, so cold. This one girl, I was surprised she never got in trouble for it, but on the cold days, she would wear a hoodie underneath her jersey and it would cover up a little bit of the back of her jersey. I'm surprised none of the refs ever hollered at her for it, but I can imagine she had 3 hoodies on. I was glad I didn't go to that.
Now we have a 3-year-old that wants to play t-ball and soccer.
Has she told you she wants to play soccer?
Yeah. Well,
she just finds everything interesting now.
I like kicking things. I don't know how I'm supposed to answer that as a dad. Don't kick people. But you can kick the shit out of this ball if you want to.
Oh, I didn't tell you. When I picked her up on Friday, her and...
You know, you told me.
River were throwing, the mats at each
other.
They
were throwing balls at me. And you come in the room, you threw them at him, too.
I was like, don't tattle on someone when you two were doing it to each other.
Mom caught you, and she yelled at you for it. That's terrifying.
They had these. It was from, their romp room.
Yeah, I know.
And they have the blocks that you can connect and climb up on. So they were throwing those things at each other. I'm like, Penny, you can't tell on somebody when you were doing it to them, too. I was like, that's not how that works.
You can, but you're still...
They're just going to turn around and say that you did it, too.
That retaliates always gets caught first.
The second one that does something is always the one that gets in trouble. I have seen that.
If another player hits you, you drop to the ground and grab something.
So that way you don't get in trouble.
I think the funniest thing she does is when... Back before I hurt my knee again, and she said, Daddy, let's wrestle. So I'm like, okay, you want to wrestle? Like, you're going to lose, but okay, we can wrestle. And then she just comes with a flying knee to the face. And I was like, okay, I'm hurt. She walks over to me. I'm laying face down. She goes, you good? No, you just busted me open.
Hey, strawberry blonde.
That's rude. That's rude.
Brunette would not have gotten hurt.
How many times has she made you cry?
She's made you cry a couple of times, but... I don't cry out in pain every time she does something to
me. She kicks me.
Like she
kicks me. Yeah. I'm going to cry about that.
She has walked across my thighs and my stomach and my pelvis and like.
She came out of one of the reasons.
Exactly. But I don't turn it into a big, oh, I'm done. I've been shot. I've been hit. Nick!
That's why you tell her not to hit people.
Nick! I'm hurt!
But the funniest thing, though, is when she's, let's have a pillow fight.
You just take the pillow and boom.
I grew up with two brothers. When I tell you I Sammy Sosa the shit out of a pillowcase with a pillow inside of it, and she, you heard the thud.
And she and went, then she pops back she went, up.
Falls down again.
Yeah.
Batter, here we go. Batter up. Grip it and rip it.
That's a new one.
Oh, it's not.
Did you just...
The best thing, though, the other morning, she crawls in our bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm wide awake because like, I'm in severe pain. My pain meds wore off. I'm on my phone doing something and I hear... For 30 straight seconds, this kid's laying next to me, shitting her pants.
And not literal.
But I...
She's just farting like crazy.
I look over at her. Her eyes are closed. I see an accomplished smile on her face. And I went...
Relief.
I can't even yell at her.
It was relief.
Today in the car, I'm going to lunch. Two straight burps in a row. Pretty impressive,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah. She'll do it in public, too. I farted.
Well, her favorite word is poop. Favorite word now is poop.
Yeah. When she talks in her sleep. The one that I remember the most was one of the more recent ones. Was that she said something about, no, let me do it. And I look over, I'm like, okay, her eyes are still closed.
You and her talking in your sleep are the two most petrifying things ever to me. Because you do, and I talked about it on the podcast before. One night, I woke up, I heard some noise, and I just hear you go, I'm laying on my side, and you're laying behind me, and I go, I'm afraid to roll over right now. Does she have a knife? Does she have a pillow ready to smother me? I'm not sure. And then I just roll over after a couple minutes, and you're just snoring. I went.
I've seen multiple reels like this now where they use the phrases of, if you are ever in a fight with a woman and she starts crying during the argument, it's because she realizes that she can't murder you. But if during that argument to laugh, it's run. Because she's figured out a way to get away with it.
On that note, everybody, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Armory 33 podcast.